Good luck, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Over the course of the year, we're Baruch Hashem zocheh to hear from so many tremendous, amazing, wonderful speakers and teachers, Rebbeim, Morot, for different topics, different Yamim Tovim. It really is a bracha to have so many opportunities to hear from so many amazing, outstanding Torah scholars. Selfishly for me, at least once a year, this is my personal favorite. And for those who don't know why, it'd be shocking to not know why. I'm zocheh, and I say the word zocheh not lightly. I'm really privileged to be a Talmud of Rabbi Simon for B'lan Hara 22, 23 years already. And the greatest testament to my Rebbe is that I look around the room and I see whether you're in West Hempstead living here or you're local in Woodmere, outside the area. Anytime Rabbi Simon is speaking anywhere, people flock to come hear him. His Talmidim from 25 years ago, from 5 years ago, 15 years ago, always seem to magnetize to Rabbi Simon. And while I could stand here tonight and say 50 to 100 reasons why that is, his Torah is magnetic and so obtuse, so wide, covering so many ranges in halacha and chassidus, machshava, it's amazing. But I want to add one nekuda tonight that I think really is, for me, one of the primary reasons why I really have such a awe of my Rebbe. And that is the phrase we say every day, a few times a day in davening, Toras Chaim V'Yahavas Chesed. Of course, if you've listened to the Shiurim, they're interactive, they're always engaging, there's question-answer, V'Gadol Levincha, appropriate for this time of the year. It's not just a lecture, it's always engaging, always a give and take. That's the Toras Chaim part. But people are not aware of the Avas Chesed part. And that is that Rabbi Simon spends, and I can attest to this because I drive Rabbi Simon several times a year to different places. He's on the phone Yomam Valayla, answering shailas from Rabbanim, literally from around the country, around the world, speaking to Mori Hora, different complicated shailas. And that's because of the second part of that phrase, Ahavas Chesed. As a Rebbe, as a Posig, he's there for everyone, whether you're a Talmud 30 years ago or 30 days ago, a Baal HaBasma community who he only met once this year, anybody who calls, he's magically available. I'm not sure how I understand all the time that he makes for everyone to be available for Shilas, for Eitza. It's remarkable. But more than anything else, to me, I have such Hakaras HaTov for not just the Torah I've learned and continue to learn Baruch Hashem literally daily, although mostly online, and the Shilas I get to ask Baruch Hashem several times a week. But really, the chesed, the time that he gives to myself and the Rabbanim, and just his Talmidim over the years and people in different communities, is just remarkable. So it's such a privilege tonight to have the opportunity here, Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Halacha, and Divrei Agada from Rabbi Simon.
Okay, Rishus Mordasa. Thank you for your kind words. It's always a tremendous chus to come here, to be here. And I can never be here without mentioning the zecher of Moreno Harav Yehuda Kelmer Zatzal, who would always be there sitting somewhere over there. And I always said, you know, it was always a big covered when one of my Talmidim got engaged to a girl from West Hempstead, because that would mean that we would get to sit together at the Chasana and speak and learning, and that was something that's engraved in my heart, and I'm sure in all your hearts for eternity. Okay, the topic of tonight's shiur is Bichiv Aliyah L'Regel, the Korban Pesach, Hatluy Mabalos Al Karka. Okay, we'll see what this means. There is a halacha that we know that is Chiv to be Ola L'Regel three times a year for the Sholosh Regalim, hence the Sholosh Regalim. And Korban Pesach has an added element to it, that there's a Korban Pesach in addition to the Aliyah L'Regel. But there is an interesting Gemara and requirement in the Gemara that you only have a Chiyuv to go up Aliyah L'Regel if you own Karka, if you own land. If you own land, then you have a Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel, which is very intriguing, very interesting. Why should that be? I mean, other mitzvahs, I have to put on tefillin, I have to take lulav, whether I own land, I don't own land. And this halacha has this added requirement, and it would be just fascinating to be me'ayin into it and to try to see what we could derive from this halacha. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisisa, Ki orish goyim bipanecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they're going to destroy the nations and they're going to expand their territory, v'chafti es gvulcha, so you have a lot of land. V'le'yachmur ish es artzecha, ba'aloscha le'ra'os es p'nei Hashem alachecha shalosh ba'omim b'shana. That don't worry, it's like a chizuk, that when you come, Aliyah L'Regel, you're going to leave your house, you're going to leave your property, and who knows what's going to be when you come back. You know, the person knows that it's a nice amount of time it's going to be. The houses, I don't know how good the alarm systems were in those days. And he says, don't worry, lo yachmon ish, no one's going to covet your property when you go to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalosh Barim Bashana. So this pasuk is discussed in the Gemara here on page 2 on Chesem and Beis. Gamar Rav Ami kol Adam sheyesh lo karka ola l'regel. That a person who has karka is ola l'regel, and a person who doesn't have karka is not ola l'regel. And it is derived from that pasuk, because the pasuk is implying that don't worry, your karka will be okay, your house will be safe, etc. So the inference is that you own land, you own a house or something, and therefore you have this haftacha, the lo yachmur ish es artzecha baloscha, to go to the Aliyah L'Regel. Now the Gemara mentions it only in the context of Aliyah L'Regel. But there's another, that's the Gemara on Daf Chesamid Beis. But then there's another Gemara, which is really an earlier Gemara, on page 3 on Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara says about a certain Gentile, Ahu Armoa, that was Solik v'ochil psochim Yerushalayim, that somehow he would go up to Yerushalayim and he would maneuver his way and he would somehow be able to eat from the korban pesach. So Amr Ksiv called Ben Echar lo yochol bo, called Orel lo yochol bo. So he said, even though the Torah says that non-Jew can't eat from the korban pesach, or somebody without a bris milah can't eat from the korban pesach, but you know what? I beat the system. Hakachilna mishufri shufri. I ate the best. I was able to beat the system, and he was bragging that he could beat the system. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Mika Safu. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said to him, Mika Safu loch me'alya. Are they giving you, you know, the tail, the best part? Did you make sure you get, one thing, you got the Korban Pesach, but you get the best of the best? Somebody says, no, I'm a lay low. So he says, next time when you go up, ask for the alia, ask for the tail. Or you get the best. So now, obviously, this was a scheme to get him caught, because the tail is going to be consumed on the Mizbeach, and therefore, once he's going to ask for the tail, they're going to be suspicious, and hopefully that was the way of setting a trap, that they knew that this guy, his so-called, thinks he's beating the system, which he maybe was, but now he'll get caught. And that was what he was trying to do. So Amrle Kisalka Bahazam Amalu Safali Maagi Safik Amrlu Ma'al Safali Amrle Alya Gavoa Salkalda. The Alya goes into the Gavoa, goes on the Mizbeach. So you don't get to eat it. So Amrle Man Amrlacha Haki. Who told you to ask for this? So Amrlu Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So now they figured out, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira knew that, so obviously they knew that this was all his way of you know, snatching, you know, catching the fellow, because he's going to make him, you know, say something that's obviously ridiculous, and then they'll be suspicious, and the rest will, so Amalu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Amalu, my head, the command, Vodku, Basreish, Kuda, Armal, the Kadlu. So now they looked after him. They checked him out. They say he was a non-Jew, and then he was executed. And why is he executed? Maybe that requires another shiur of what do you get the capital punishment from eating? Okay, but that was what it was. Okay, but Tosis on the page here on Gimel Amud Beis. Ask the question, how come it seems like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was staying back? He came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Because the Gemara says later, Shalchu leilu Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shalom lecha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, da'at ben Netzivim, u'butzudoscha prusa b'Yerushalayim. That even though you're home in Netzivim, but your net is in Yerushalayim, because you were able to, you know, catch him, etc. So the Gemara says, so why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira all the l'regel? Solo regal number one in the Korban Pesach, number two. So the verse, the Tosfos says, "Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira shalom olo l'regel yishlomo shalom ha yolo karka." Lo ha yolo karka. So he was potter. Then he says, "Ozakein hayesha eri yochol halach baraglov." Oh, he was in chutzla. But the answer that we're concerned with for our shir is the Eino Karka, which the Mishnah Lamelech points out. You see, Shech likes to point out, the Mishnah Lamelech points out, you see over here, that even though he didn't have Karka, so therefore, what do you see from here? That not only a person who doesn't have Karka is not Olo L'Regel, but he's even Potter from Korban Pesach. Look at the Mishnah Lamelech on page 7. On the bottom, he says, the perkamet the psachim amrina amar of ami kol adam sheish lo karka olo l'regel. Yep. So he says, and then he says, halo kamosha kos of toisus buchu mit vem da han da nicha il karka avi holchas a psikta, etc. He's potter, and. But he says that it's interesting. Some point out that Tosfos holds even Korban Pesach. But the Mishnah Lamelech also says over here that it's interesting that the Rambam didn't bring down this halacha. Right? That the Rambam didn't bring down, he says, why did the Rambam not bring down this halacha that a person that doesn't have Korban Pesach is potter? Okay, so we'll have to understand that. Now, so I'll tell you like this. you know, someone wrote a sefer about, there's like 100 terutzim to the Beis Yosef's kasha on Chanukah. Right? So there is a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Now, Chasam Sofer is a different world, so you may, if you're not in that world, you might not know all his Talmidim. So I'm here to try to supply you. That was something that Rabbi Kelemer, he knew every, he didn't only know, you know, Rabbi Chaim and Tzid and this. He knew all the Hungarians and all the Polish, every Achron, every Sefer. And I remember one of our last conversations, you know, he referenced the Lechem Shlomo. How many of you heard of the Lechem Shlomo? So, but Rabbi Kelemer was holding with the Lechem Shlomos. You understand? You have to realize that. So there's a Sefer called Old David. So the Old David has a kasha. So I heard of this kasha years ago. But this year I decided in preparation of the Shia, I'm going to actually get the Sefer in my hand. And look at the Sefer here. You will see the Scheiblatt on page 8, the Old David. Rav David Deutsch. And he says, Talmido shall ha know the Behuda. And he was Kusha with the Chasam Sofer. Maybe was. But then, so it's a whole Sefer on different parts of Shas. But then, to my surprise, at the end of the Sefer, he said, now I'm going to collect, yeah, as Rabbi Gross walks in, he'll appreciate, I will collect 200 terutzim, over 200 terutzim, or svarim, that talk about the kasha of Rav David Deutsch, that the Chasam Sofer deals with, on this Gemara. That beats the Beis Yosef kasha with the 100 terutzim. He has over 200 terutzim. Over 200. He doesn't give you all the terutzim. He gives you all the svarim that talk about it. Then you have to look it up to, you know, to find the. But he has like 200 terutzim. So let me tell you what the kasha is. I'll tell you what the kasha is, and then we can see what the you know, and the 200 terutzim on this kasha. So let's see what the kasha is. Okay, you know, my Rosh Shiva Zatzal, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, said, when you come to the, yeah, we always have to prepare for a shiur. Because if you don't prepare for the shiur, then the Rosh Shiva comes in, and he asks you a kasha, but you didn't know there was this problem. So he makes a problem for you, gives you a solution. Without him, you didn't have the problem, so what do you need him for? But if you understand what the problem is, then you can appreciate what the teretz is. That was a typical thing that he would say. Those that knew him. Oh, okay. So listen carefully. The Mishnah says in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed on page 4. Reb Lezer Omer, im lo hevi kli me'erv Shabbos, mevio b'Shabbos. So we know that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. So certain things are Docha Shabbos. So Bris Milah is one of the things that Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar de Mila was Mechadish, not only the cutting of the Milah's Docha Shabbos, but even Machshire Milah. In other words, if you're in a place where there's no Erev, so you have to bring the knife from before Shabbos to where the baby is. You can't bring it on Shabbos because the Mila is Docha Shabbos, only the Maisa Mila itself, but not the Machshire Mila, not the side things of the Mila. So bringing the knife is Machshire Mila, so that you have to do from before. So that was the Chiddush of Rav Lezer de Mila, that not only Mila is Docha Shabbos, but even Machshire Mitzvah is Docha. So, but he says not only that. Look what he says here on page 5. Rabbi Lezer, he says, what about machshirei other mitzvahs? He says, Rabbi Lezer holds that
Atani lulo v'chol machshir v'dochim es haShabbos. In other words, not only things mezuzah. In other words, not only a lulav is doch haShabbos, machshir lulav. Meaning what? If the lulav is attached to the ground, so you could pluck it out of the ground on Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, but Rav Lez's moideh that certain mitzvahs are not docha Shabbos. Certain things, the machshirim are not docha. So what is it? What's the? So look here on page 6 here, Kuf Lamed Aleph from the Beis. Actually, first look on Kuf Lamed Aleph from the Aleph. That's shofar chol machshir doch. Amar of Adam Ravel muti tzitzis la talisu mezud lo pischo. That tzitzis is not docha Shabbos. Meaning, if you want to put tzitzis on the beggar on Shabbos, so putting tzitzis on a beggar is a melacha. You're making knots. So that's not docha Shabbos. Rava says the meal is docha Shabbos. Machshir meal, lulav, machshir lulav, mezuzah is not docha Shabbos. Or tzitzis is not docha. In other words, you want to put up a mezuzah on your door, so that could be a melacha doraisa of bona. Is not docha Shabbos, and tzitzis is not docha Shabbos. But everything else, Rav Lezer the Mila says is docha Shabbos. Mila, the machshirim Mila is all docha Shabbos. So what's why not the tzitzis and mezuzah are not docha Shabbos in terms of the machshirim? So you know what the Gemara says? Says the Gemara on page here, Kuf Lamed Aleph on base, Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Yeshua Hoel v'yado lafkiran. That since you could be mafkir your house, or you could be mafkir your beged, so you can get out of the mitzvah. Because other mitzvahs you have to do. You have to give the bris milah. So there's no way of getting out of it. You know, or if you hold the lulav, the sukkah, all these things, if on the day of the chiv, the mitzvah, you have to do it. So he holds it all, it's docha Shabbos, and the machshir is docha Shabbos. There's no way out. But mezuzah, there's a way out. Because you have to own your house in order to at least meet the raisa. You have to own your house. That's Rav Shechter point out from the Avnei Nezer, as you see from here, that meet the raisa, you have to own your house. That's why the Avnei Nezer says Schiris is only the Rabbanan. So since you can get out of the whole mitzvah, so then that mitzvah and that machshirin is not going to be docha Shabbos because we yodol afkirin. That's the Gemara. So therefore, the two exceptions, again, we don't pass like Rebbe Lezer the Mila. Right? This is Rebbe Lezer the Mila. We don't pass like Rebbe Lezer the Mila. We pass that Mila's Docha Shabbos, but not all these things are Docha Shabbos. But even within the Shita of Rebbe Lezer, that Mila's Docha Shabbos, Machshiri Mila is Docha Shabbos, but not Tzitzis and Mezuzah, Biyodo Lafkir. Okay. Okay, so now that we have that background information, so now let's go to the Sefer Ol David. Of Rav David Deutsch on page 8 is the Sharblot. I always like to Xerox now the Sharblot so you can get a little background of who the author was. So look here on page 9. Kol b'yadol akivir koshali, says Rav David Deutsch. V'fi ma'asha kosvu toises the misha elo karka potor milasos pesach. Right, if you don't have karka, so right, we saw the Gemara says he potter me all on the regal, but Tosis says even from the Korban Pesach, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't go up for Pesach, because not only was he potter from Aliyah L'Regel, he was also potter from Korban Pesach because of the Ein Lo Karka. That was one of the terutzim of Tosis. So it became Lama L'Reb Lezer Machshiri Pesach Docha Shabbos. So we know that the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, and according, and maybe even the Machshirei Korban Pesach, even Rav Lezer Machshirei Pesach is also Docha Shabbos, but Korban Pesach you need to have Karka.
and you can be mafkir your karka. So just like you can get out of mezuzah, and therefore it's not docha Shabbos, and you can get out of tzitzis because you can be mafkir, so you can get out of the korban pesach too. That's his kasha. And then he has it again in another place in the sefer. And this is the so it shouldn't be docha Shabbos. So page 12 again. Himkein hachanami, last three lines. Hol biyodo lahafkir akarka v'yeh poto mipesach v'meila lo docha Shabbos. So and this is the teretz that if you buy yourself an oil David, if you can find where you buy yourself an oil David, so he will reference 200 different svarim that speak on this kasha. Okay, you can spend the rest of your lives on this kasha. I don't know if the Binas Daniel is in one of them, but that's a private joke between myself and Rabbi Gross. Okay, so. So the Chasam Sofer here in the Tshuvas on page 14. Refers to this kasha. You see, this is the new printing of the Chasam Sofer. That's one of the best things that happened in the world in the past decade is the printing of the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. If you want to go around and ask people what's the best, one of the best things that happened in the last 20 years, you tell them that the new printing of the Chasam Sofer or the new printing of the Friedman Shulchan Aruch and things like that. So, okay. So he says, so he's referring to that kasha, and in the footnote, Dalit, it says, Kusha Zu Nimtzis B'Sifro Oel David. So he references that kasha. Okay, so now he's going to try to answer it, and he's going to also try to answer the question of the Mishnah Melech, how come the Rambam left out this halacha? The Rambam doesn't bring down the halacha that you need karka. Even for Aliyah L'Regel, he doesn't bring it down. And Aliyah L'Regel, okay, you want to say Pesach, that was Tosas Chiddush, but Aliyah L'Regel, that's in the Gemara. So why wasn't that brought down in the Rambam? That called me Shaylo Karkazela Olo Lerego. So let's look in the Chasam Sofer from page 15. Yesh Yashev, Kamken Hadi Hishmi. In other words, not only I'm going to give you an answer for Abdova Deutsch's Kasha, I'm going to also try to give you an answer of how come the Rambam left out this halacha. Yesh Yashev Bezeh Gamken. So he says, "Mishum to efshar the Rav Ami lo asik adaiti hachsvar the whole viodo lavkiran, kesach adaita maray tuva peregrab loza de milo." In other words, it could be that Rav Ami didn't think of or didn't hold from this whole idea of that Gemara. In other words. You know, like Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig Shlita, he once said a good word that what's the difference definition of pilpul is you when you assume that everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. In other words, and that's, you know, in the Sefer Kerem Yeshua by Rabbi Yeshua Cohen, Shas Cohen. He's one of the big Bekiyim in Shas. He's a Rebbe in the Breslova Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Chut Shal Chesed. So he points out that basically all the from Rav Chaim Volozhin, all the machloikasin between Rashi and Toisus, you could say one thing about all the machloikasin, that Toisus is pilpul, because Toisus will ask you a kasha from another sugya. But who says that's a valid kasha? Just because somebody else said it doesn't mean that this Amora had to accept what was said by somebody else. There was the assumption. In other words, the point of the kasha is that you're assuming that he assumes the assumption of the other sukkah. And Rashi and the Rambam, the Gaonim, they held no. You don't. mesh the sugyas together. This sugya, you learn on its own merit. And if it ends, it'll be contradicted to another sugya. So it's machlokas ha-sugyas. Even though Tosa sometimes says the machlokas ha-sugyas also, but the general mahalach is to ask for one kirsha and then give some teretz that's going to, you know, take one sugya out of the pashtus to make it fit into the other sugya. Whereas the Rambam would say, or the Rashi and the Goyim would say, no, these are two different opinions, and don't try to mesh the two sugyas together and then come up with some ukimta that's not the simple pshat in this sugya or the other, you know. But okay, that's a different approach to how you learn, so you're supposed to learn shas. So he says, so it could be that the, in other words, in a hanami, maybe the two sugyas don't shtim. Meaning the sugya of the Eino Karka is Potter L'Regel and the sugya of B'yodol Afkiran are not compatible. And Rav Ami didn't hold from the concept of B'yodol Afkiran. So that's what he starts to say. Havala Maskana hold B'yodol Afkiran. So he only said it not having that svara, but if he holds from the svara of B'yodol Afkiran, then in a chanami, then the din of Rav Ami falls away because they can't cohabit together. Because if you can assume like Rav Ami that you need karka and you assume B'yodol Afkiran, then you have Rav David Deutsch's kasha, and that's a bomb kasha. That's why you have to have 200 terutzim to for him for this bomb kasha. That why is Korban Pesach Docha Shabbos? If you need karka, and any time it's B'yodol Afkiran, it's not Docha, just like Reb Lozer the Mila held that tzitzis is not Docha Shabbos, you can't tie the tzitzis on Shabbos, and you can't put on the mezuzah because it's B'yodol Afkiran. So whoever is a way of getting out of the mitzvah, then it's not Docha Shabbos. So the same thing over here. So Rav Ami didn't think of that or didn't hold from that. Maskana hold B'yodol Afkiran came to the Idra L'Machshir and Libra D'Blazer become Mokom Asfar G'doli L'Kuli Almanami U'Pesach Gufei Yisachadar Nishayin Lo Karka Potom Pesach came Eich Amar Torah Pesach Docha Shabbos. So how come Pesach is Docha Shabbos? Pesach shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, right? That's his kasha. So in a chanami. So therefore, what's the simple answer? That we don't paskin like Rav Ami. Because Rav Ami and that concept of B'yodo L'Havkiran are mutually exclusive. So if we assume L'Halacha, which we normal, that we assume L'Halacha, that what? That Pesach is Docha Shabbos. That Pesach is Docha Shabbos. So then, if you want to say that B'yodo L'Havkiran, and we hold from the concept of B'yodo L'Havkiran, so then something has to go. What has to go? The concept of Misha Elokaka is Potter Min Aliyah L'Regel or Potter Min Korban Pesach, because the three things are not going to live together. So that's the first thing he says. Chasim Sofer. Then he says, so what about Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira? Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, Tosis says, he stayed home because he didn't have karka. Yehuda ben Beseira stayed home. He didn't have karka. So now the cash is in Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But he what? He didn't know that. But as we said, the three things are not compatible. You can't hold the concept of Yodol Afkiran and it's Docha Shabbos and that you need karka. They're not compatible. So the custom service says beautifully. You know what he says? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is part of the B'nai Beseira that the famous Gemara in Pesachim Samach Vav Shochlu V'lo Yodu Ipesach Docha Shabbos. In other words, he is from the Chevra that were not sold on this idea. They didn't necessarily know the Drasha B'bo Ado Afilu B'Shabbos. So Memela, according to that Shita, in Cain, in Hechrech Shechayev B'Pesach Mishein Lo Kaka. So then, in other words, this idea of because you're not Rabbi. It might not be Doche. It might not be Doche Shabbos. So then, a person might be will be in a chanami. He'll be potter from the korban pesach. In kein echrach shaka b'zem yishak mele b'farshu lo yachmod yish and lo yachmod yish as artzcha is going to teach you a different halacha. So in a chanami, and because only if you hold these three together, it's not going to be. But he was from the Bnei Maseira who didn't hold it down. That is the words of the Chassam Sofer. So with this, he's Miyashev, the Rambam, and the Rav Dovid Deutsch. I'll call you over Mishalom, but in a Chanami, it's not gonna work. Something's gonna have to go, and you can't pass them like all these three things together. Oh. But now, I want to show you a beautiful vort from the Avnei Nezer. Beautiful vort from the Avnei Nezer, the Turi Evan, and that'll carry us through. And that the Avnei Nezer will have provide both halacha and machshava for this occasion. The first Mishnah in Chagiga, Hakol Chayovim Beria. Everyone's chayiv. So who's potter? Chutz Micheres Shoteh V'Katan. In other words, the Aliyah L'Regel. Who's chayiv and Aliyah? Cheres Shoteh V'Katan are all potter. Noshim Avadim. So comes the Shagas Aryeh, the Turi Evan, and he asks Merdek Akasha. I'll read it to you. Koshali, Omer Rav Ami, Perakamad de Pesacha, and Avodim Sheinim Shukhorim. Basically, the Mishnah also says an Eved, Avodim Sheinim Shukhorim, if you're an Eved Kanani, so you're Dina Ki'isha, so you're Potter. But if you're an Eved Meshukhrar, so then you're going to be chayiv. But if you're an Evan Meshukhra, then you're a ger. So then you don't have karka. So then how are you? Mashma Evan, Avodim She'enu Meshukhrarim Apotu, Mashma Aval Evan Meshukhra, chayiv b'riyav, kosher. It's against the Gemara. Rav Ami says, Kol Adam She'en lo karka, ain't lo lo regal. So l'chor, the din of Rav Ami seemingly is against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that an Eved, in other words, an Eved is an Eved Kanani. So an Eved Kanani is Dina Ki'isha. But then when you free him, he becomes a full, he becomes a ger, and then a ger doesn't have karka because he's not related to anybody. So he doesn't have karka, he doesn't have a Yerusha. So then how come the Mishnah says, Avodim She'enu Meshukhrarim, a potter, because that's like a guy that doesn't have a chiyav aliyah l'regel, but presumably what? If you're meshuchra, then you're a yid, then you have a chiyav aliyah l'regel. But where's your karka? How do you get karka? So the Shagas Aryeh tries to say, no, he got married to a Bas Yisrael, and she passed away, and he yarshened from his wife. But that's a little bit, you have to, it's a chiddush to say that the Mishnah is lafka talking about an Evan Meshukhrar that was married to a Bas Yisrael who passed away. And that will explain the case in the Mishnah. So, but that's what the Turi, that's what the Shagas Aryeh says. So comes the Avnei Nezer on here on page 20. And he says like this.
Iger din misha eno karka she eno olo lerego. Yesh kam makushyos. Ha'echad lama lo nishna b'mishna.
Okay, I mean, the Torah Avni just asks it from the Avon Sharm Khan. Why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is mentioning all the people that owned Anat Chayev, Aliyah L'Regel. It should say, Misha Elo Karka. It was much more direct than the way the Torah Avni's Kasha. The Torah Avni's Kasha was from a Diyak, Avodim Sheinu Mushukhrarim, Mashmash and Mushukhrar, but the same basic Kasha. I mean, and then he brings Kushyos HaTuryevim. So he says like this: Achladaiti hayanira deha the ein lo karka ein dino kechol hani the nishnu reisha chagiga. So he says you're right. It really should be mentioned, but he said there's a difference between those that are mentioned in Mishnah that are potter from aliyah regel and ein lo karka. What's the chiluk? The emes mishein lo karka imhu bechag biyushalayim mchuyev beria. What does he say? So this is a big chiddush that he's saying, but it's you'll see how he develops the halacha in the end. He says, Misha ein lo karka, but say that this person ein lo karka happens to be in Yerushalayim. It's right before Pesach. He's in Yerushalayim. He says, He's mechuyev. El she'enu. What's the idea? Einu mechuyev la'alos l'regel. In other words, he doesn't have to uproot his domain from where he lived to start going to Yerushalayim days before. But if he's already there, right before Pesach, he's there, he doesn't have to, he's down the block already. So then he has to go. All these other people that are potter, even if they're there, right before Yontif, they're there, they're still potter. So what's the chilut? And that's his medayik. Lo sharam misha eino karka eino ola l'regel. She eino ola mi beisol Yerushalayim. Why? He named apparently misha yom mefurish the misha yesh. Because what's the idea? The Gemara says in Psachim that if you're at midday, chatzos hayom, and you're already bederech rechoka, that's when the Zman of Chiyav begins, around that time. So since at the Zman of Chiyav, you were B'derech Rechoka, so then you're Potter, from Chorus. B'shas Techal L'Chiyav, you're Onus, because you're Derech Rechoka, and you can't come up. So he says, so how do you ever have a Chiyav of page 21? Fize L'Chore, Eich Matzinu Yadeinu Ragleinu B'mitzis Ria. Why? Because the Mishah Shechal Chiyuv Ria, Hainu B'chag, in other words, when is the Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel? When the Yontif begins. But what was Mechayiv you to get there by the time the Yontif begins? The Chiyuv starts when the Yontif begins. The Mishah Shechal Chiyuv Ria, Hainu B'chag, Shuv Onosu. Because Hainu Yochol La'alos. In other words, because Uvazeh Chilik Rav Ami, he says, the Mishi Yeshlo Karka, so this is what he said in the Pshat Rav Ami. He says, Mishi Yeshlo Karka, so he has Karka wherever. So say in Eretz Yisrael, in Tel Aviv, in Haifa. So his Chiyuv of Korban Pesach starts a week before, 2 weeks before. Because it's going to take him that time to leave his house. So what's the pshat? The mishi yesh lo karka teichav she'ola mi beiso meniach karkol al bitchonu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashli karkol mineged va'ola teichav hamitzvah maschelos. He says like this, because what's the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? Aliyah L'Regel say. What's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? Part of the mitzvah is your emunah b'Hashem. Your emunah b'Hashem that you're leaving your house behind, you're leaving your belongings behind, and you're saying, this is what Hashem said for me to do. I'm leaving everything behind and I'm going. And that's already a kiyum in the mitzvah. So therefore, but if you don't have karka, so you're not leaving anything behind. I mean, everything you have, you could take with you. I mean, they didn't have so much belongings like we have today. You know, today you have so many metaltalim that you would have to leave. But it had karka. That was the one thing you left behind. So if you would start off 3 weeks before, that would be the beginning of the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is showing your amunah about Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you don't have karka, then you're not doing anything when you leave your house, because you don't own anything, you don't have anything. So then you have no chiyuv yet till when? Till when Pesach starts. When Pesach starts, you'll already be b'derech rechoka, and then marshach, you're not going to be chayiv. So you'll only be chayiv on a korban Pesach, or on an aliyah l'regel, if we could explain that there's that you're b'kayim the mitzvah already when you're starting off your trip. Because if you're not going to start off the trip early, then you're not going to be there b'zman achiyev, and b'mel, you'll be potter anyway, because you'll be b'derech hachoka. So in order to be mechayev in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, you have to be in a situation where we could label that you're being mechayev the mitzvah 2 weeks before. But you'll only be mechayev the mitzvah 2 weeks before if you're showing emunah 2 weeks before. But if you don't have karka, then what? You're not doing anything. You're not showing anything now. You're not leaving anything behind. So you're not such a great mammon. The mitzvah begins when you leave your house. But the mitzvah is only kodem achag if you have karka, because then already you're doing something meaningful. But if you don't have karka, then the mitzvah is only going to be when the mitzvah is chal, you know, on Erev Pesach, and then you didn't have anything chiv to do anything from before, and then you could say I'm potter because I'm a derech chokah. I'm just woke up on Erev Pesach at Chatzos, and now you're telling me I have to go, but I'm potter. But somebody who already had karka, he already had the mitzvah from before, because the second he leaves, he's already in the process of the mitzvah. Me'az da have a kemitzvah shemagi zmano umechuyev la'alos. Aval mi she'ein lo karka, af she'esh lo shar devar metatalim, yochal litlo mimo. Kemitlo mimo lo osa mitzvah az. Because what did you leave behind? Im kein ein az alav chiyev mitzvah. She'emutu likach oso imo, v'lo nasa az a mitzvah. Kekein she'ein chiyuv alav, shuv einu mechuyev la'alos klal. Okay, lo nishter p'tor ze b'reish chagiga. So that's the word. Because if say he's a person who actually lives, he lives right by the mikdash. He lives right there, and he doesn't have karka, so it won't be too late, because he'll wake up on Erev Pesach and he'll go, and he can't say he's derech rechoka, but he's there. But the other people in the Mishnah, even if they are potter from Aliyah L'Regel, the Noshim and the Avodah, even if they're right there. Because the whole idea is that the p'tur of Misha Elo Karka is a p'tur that you would never had a chiyuv to do anything normally beforehand. But if you had Karka, so then it's a meaningful thing, your sojourn that started 2 weeks before, because you left things behind. And that's the word of the Avnei Nezer. So this is a beautiful word. Rabbi Genak in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim says a similar idea. You know, he doesn't say the whole thing of Avnei Nezer. The whole idea of this mitzvah being a mitzvah of showing that you're doing it l'shma, l'shem Hashem, that you're going and you're doing it l'shma is another idea that he, similar idea that he develops. And the last thing is the words of the Chasam Sofer here on page 27, where he says like this. He said, okay, I'm here today to present one teretz of Rav David Deutsch's kasha. Of Rav David Deutsch's kasha is, well, how is Pesach Docha Shabbos, but it's beyond the Laf Kiran. So he says, in a Hanami, maybe according to the opinion that it's Chayav Karka, it won't be, and therefore if we hold that it is Docha Shabbos, then you won't paskin like that Gemara and Inachanami, the Rambam left out the din. And we saw the Avni Nezer explains that the whole idea of Mishael Lakarka, how come it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah and Chagiga, is because it's a different type of Ptur. The Mishnah Chagiga is a Ptur Be'etzim. These people are Potter. Even if they're going to be standing outside the Azara on Erev Pesach, so they're not going to be any, they're going to be Potter. But this person, the Ein Lakarka, is the Ptur is because you had no Chiv to start out till the Zman Chiv comes. And once the Zman Chiv comes, you don't have to start out because you're the Derech Rokoka. So you'll never be. So in order to be Mechayev somebody in Aliyah L'Regel, Korban Pesach, it has to be somebody that the Torah is saying that there's a Chiv to already start off weeks before, so he'll be there on time. And it's only a chiyuv to start off right before if we can label it as a mitzvah right away. And what does it mean to label it as a mitzvah right away? So that's this idea that you're leaving your things and therefore it's a mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer just makes one diyuk in this halach of this pasuk, lo yachbod ish etz artzecha, and he says, lo amar lo yala ish el artzecha. Right, he could have said, no one's going to go up to your land. But it doesn't say that. It says, lo yachmod, chemda belev. In other words, not only no one's going to come into your territory, no one's going to even have the desire. Lo yala libam klal yosem enam kedayim likaris lifnimi magirir gosam. Because he says, when the shalosh regalim come, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us at Shuka to go into the Beis HaMikdash. To Aliyah L'Regel doesn't only mean physically, but we're going to have a spiritual high. So you might think that just like Klal Yisrael has a spiritual high on the Sholosh Regalim, that we're going to go up to a Makom of Kedusha. So maybe the Goyim also will have. And what will be their spiritual high? Maybe they want to go to the places where the Jews live. He writes here on page 28. He says, "El kol echad yoshev mikoma asher ola begorol nachlosu v'yom hakadosh gibel regalim shana az olim lemadrega yosem meula lachzos beno mashem luvaker beichalo v'vasal kadaitech amina gigam hagoyim yalu." The hadrog of Yisrael called part of Lalos Potoch Hamedina. The Yachmedu believe them as Artsam Shal Yisrael. Says maybe just like we have that passion, they'll have maybe not the passion to go up to Yerushalayim, but to go up into the houses of the Jews. Kamashmalan, don't worry, they won't even have a desire to do so. Lo Yachmod ki heim lo yalu chutz mi madreichsam shal kol hashana, because the Gimel Regalim are not going to cause their a spiritual ignition that they're going to want to have that aliyah, so don't even worry about that. And then he concludes the Omer, but also in Yigamke Shalol Valdel Hamadregos Omer Lo Shishchad Al Chometz Ki Madregos Kedushas Korban Pesach Maschil Mizman Hashbosas Chometz. Right, the Korban Pesach is only in the afternoon when we have to get rid of the chometz. Right, it goes starts in Kibbeit Arba'im till the end of the day. The Pesach Hashem Kasafli Mochem Machem Shem. Yep. Alkein Omer Shalo Yakdim Lizboch Pesach Chodim Zmano Alachomitz. He said V'lo LaAchro Ad Boker. He says, when a person, this the Chasam Shofar is just saying a musavur, he's saying, Aliyah L'Regel is a time where we're going to go to the next darga. We're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to shech the Korban Pesach. But just like when you're ready to go to the next darga, you can't do it too early when you're not really ready, and don't do it too late. So that's the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So we think about it, you know, you shouldn't check the Korban Pesach with the chametz. Yeah, but the word is, because the chametz is around earlier in the day. So don't check the Korban Pesach earlier in the day, because that will be jumping the gun. That's not, you're not ready yet. And don't leave over too late, because that's being, there's this man where you're ready, where the Torah feels that Klal Yisrael should be ready to make the next step, to make the next aliyah. And that's the idea. But the Goyim, he says, they don't have that. Even the Chemda, they're not going to even have. Even the Ratzon to step up during this time. So we have nothing to worry about. But we have to have emunah that's the case. And that's like Rabbi Ganak writes, and the Avni Nezer explained, and that's the etzem mitzvah. And as we know, that, you know, we're getting ready for Pesach, and there's a lot of things we have to do with the ovens and this and that, but we also have to prepare ourselves to, you know, to get a notch up in our emunah b'Hashem. Emunah is like, you know, it's the hardest mitzvah, emunah. So it's to do all the actions. We're pretty good at it, you know. We can, you know, we'll kasher it, and we'll get all the proper hashkachas, and we'll go, and, you know. But to get a aliyah in our emunah b'Hashem, that we believe that Hashem is really running the world, and that is our one and only address to go to have hatzlacha in anything in the world, is our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zan u'Mefarnes, and he helps us, and he helps every detail in all our lives. And that sometimes we could be a little bit remiss. And that's not always part of everyone's, because man is an intellectual, capable, and it's all true. And it's all true. We have to use our capabilities and our intellect in this. We have to realize that if Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav am lubo navbo. If you want to do something, you want to build a house, or anything in life you want to build, you want to accomplish, it's only if you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your side that's going to let it go through. But if Hashem is not part of this plan, whatever the plan is, shav am lubo navbo. Then whatever you're going to do, is going to be shav in vain. And we have to always realize that. And that, sometimes that nekuda is sometimes lacking in our lives as Jews. As we're very good at the actions. And okay, we can always improve that also. But, you know, what we have to do, and of course not to take away from that, because that's very important. The Bnei Yisachar speaks about that a lot, that you can't say that I'm only going to be a Jew in terms of my belief, but you have to have all the mitzvos maisios, so we can't substitute that. But we have to realize that it all goes together with our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world and his constant involvement in every single aspect of our lives. And that's what the Olam HaRiyah is. That's why the mitzvah begins. When does the mitzvah begin? The second you leave the door of your house. That's the beginning of the mitzvah. And that's why Rav Avi says you have to have, according to the opinion, that you need to have karka, because the second you leave your house, that's when you're trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not like, you know, the houses today, people go Pesach vacations and they have their alarm and it's all set up and it's all to the police, to the fire department and everything, you know. There was no alarms, there was no things. You went, you know, and it was all your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is mitzavami to do such a thing. So he's not going to make. We never lose, you know, from following the Ratzon Hashem. Rav David Cohen Shliter from Brooklyn likes to say over the verse from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says in the Mishnah in by Mehmed Likim, when we say Friday night, Kechasal Aner, Kechasal Hashem, Kechasal Psil Chayav. That a person, he lit candles, and he's going to sleep. He's going to lose. He's going to leave the room now, and it's still half full of oil. So he says, it's a shud on the oil. I'm not using it anyway, so I'll blow it out, and I'll save money. But you'd be Michal Shabbos. So you think you're saving money, kichos. You think it's a dimyon. Because whatever you're going to do to try to Michal Shabbos to save money, Hashem will take it away from you someplace else. You're never going to gain. It's you think it's a dimyon. Kichos al aner, kichos al Hashem, kichos al psira. You think you're saving money because you're giving Michal Shabbos, but it's all we believe that Muna Hashem is if we follow Ratzon Hashem, ein machsel dereyof. But if we don't, we're ibra chacham. Chacham from Manishtana, the ibra chacham, too much of a chacham, and we think we can outsmart the system, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira saw. This guy thinks he can outsmart the system; it'll never work. And that's the Musar Haskil of Pesach is our Emunah b'Hashem. Emunah b'Hashem, that's the mitzvah, and that's what the Avnei Nezer says. And that mitzvah starts the second you leave your door. That's when it starts. And if it won't start then you don't. There's no mitzvah yet. And then it's going to be too late, and then you're going to be potter. And that's how he explains the whole idea of Misha Ein Lo Karka Potter from Korban Pesach. So I want to thank everyone. I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. We should have a beautiful Yontif, Simchas Yontif. We mekayim all the mitzvahs, and we should have an Aliyah in our Emunah B'Hashem. And the Gemara says in Makas Bacha Bakuk, the Hey Midon Alachas. He said the whole Torah, I can summarize it in one pasuk, Sadik Bemunoso Yichya. So he Ratzon that we reach that Madrega of Sadik Bemunoso Yichya, Sheyibara Beis Hamikdash, Beirav Yomim.